Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says ASEAN defence ministers' meeting plus is an integral part of India's Act East policy and its broader Indo-Pacific vision. Tanzania's incumbent president Samia Suluhu Hassan wins presidential election. In Kenya, at least 13 people killed in Western Rift Valley following landslide due to heavy rains. Lucknow named as UNESCO Creative City of Gastronomy in recognition of its culinary heritage. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup final, India to face South Africa in Navi Mumbai tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today stated that India views its defence cooperation with ASEAN and plus countries as a contribution to regional peace, stability and capacity building. Mr. Singh was speaking at the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. He emphasised that the ADMM Plus is an integral part of India's Act East policy and its broader Indo-Pacific vision. The Defence Minister also highlighted that India's Indo-Pacific security vision connects defence cooperation with economic development, technology sharing and human resource advancement. He added that the strong connection between security, growth and sustainability reflects the true spirit of the partnership between India and ASEAN.
India's approach has remained clear with an open, inclusive and rule-based Indo-Pacific. India's emphasis on the rule of law, particularly the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea and its advocacy for freedom of navigation and overflight are not directed against any country, but are meant to safeguard the collective interests of all regional stakeholders.
Tanzania's incumbent President Samia Suluhu Hassan of the ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi party has won the presidential election, securing 97.66% of the vote, the Independent National Electoral Commission announced today. Hassan becomes the country's first elected female president. She previously served as vice president from 2015 to 2021 and first assumed the presidency in March 2021 following the death of then-president John Magufuli. Hassan defeated 16 opposition candidates, securing a decisive victory that extends her party's long-standing dominance in the country's political landscape. The election was marred by protests in the port city of Dar es Salaam, where demonstrators took to the streets, accusing authorities of stifling the opposition after key candidates were barred from the presidential race. Tanzania is India's largest development partner in Africa, and India is providing support to it in fields like skill development, capacity building, vocational training, agriculture, health, water supply and other sectors. In Kenya, at least 13 people were killed in the country's Western Rift Valley in a landslide following heavy rains today. According to local police, 19 people have been rescued so far and an unknown number are still missing. In a statement, Kenya's Interior Minister Kipchumba Murkomen said military and police helicopters have been deployed to assist with the rescue efforts.
On behalf of the Ministry of Interior and National Administration, I'd like to send my condolences to the families, the relatives who have lost their loved ones in this very unfortunate tragedy. I want to assure them that the government is doing everything possible to ensure that we support them. As we speak now, we have airlifted many government officials who are here. Food and other supplies are also being prepared to ensure that those who have been affected are taken care of, including getting an alternative settlement area for them.
Hundreds of people have been killed in recent years in landslides and flooding in Kenya, with scientists saying climate change is causing more intense and frequent extreme weather events. In Pakistan, 9 people have been critically injured in a drone strike in the Chiltan mountain range near Quetta. Witnesses stated that the victims were unarmed civilians who had gathered for a picnic at the Hazarganji Chiltan National Park. The drone struck a scenic picnic destination on Quetta's outskirts on Wednesday. Eyewitnesses said dozens of families were present when the explosions occurred, causing chaos and panic. Protesters demanded an independent investigation and accountability. Following viral images of the injured, authorities suspended mobile internet in Quetta. Human rights groups said these repeated shutdowns in Balochistan punish the public and show the state's disregard for civil liberties and information rights. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Lucknow has been designated as a UNESCO Creative City of Gastronomy, a recognition of its distinguished culinary heritage and invaluable contribution to India's rich gastronomic traditions. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said in a social media post that this honour enhances Lucknow's global stature. He said it positions the city as a premier destination for food and culture and opens new avenues for tourism promotion, culture-led economic growth, heritage conservation and international collaboration through the UNESCO Creative Cities Network. The Union Minister added that India's timeless traditions, culture and values continue to attain unprecedented recognition and respect on the global stage, guided by the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said he had apologised to the US President Donald Trump over an anti-tariff political advertisement and had told the Ontario Premier Doug Ford not to run it. Mr. Carney, speaking to reporters today after attending an Asia-Pacific summit in South Korea, said he had made the apology privately to Trump.
I did apologize to the president. The president was offended by the ad, rather. And it's not something I would have done, which is to put in place that advertisement. And so I apologize to him.
Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump ended all trade talks and slapped an additional 10% tariff on Canadian imports following the ad released on October the 16th. The ad criticized Mr. Trump's tariffs by citing a speech from former U.S. President Ronald Reagan. In Serbia, tens of thousands of protesters poured into the country's second city today, a year after a railway station roof collapse that killed 16 people, unleashing discontent over alleged corruption and a lack of accountability many blame for the disaster. Months of protests across Serbia, stoked by anger over the failure so far to prosecute those responsible for the roof collapse, have rattled President Aleksandar Vučić's long grip on power and raised calls for early elections. The protesters streamed to the northern city of Novi Sad, where the disaster occurred. The protesters observed 16 minutes of silence, one for every victim, when the roof caved in following renovation work on November the 1st, 2024. The defense chiefs of South Korea and Japan met in Malaysian capital Kuala Lumpur today and reaffirmed the importance of their trilateral security cooperation with the United States in the face of advancing North Korean nuclear and missile threats, the South Korean Defense Ministry said. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai tomorrow. The match will begin at 3 p.m. South Africa reached the final after a commanding 125-run victory over England in Guwahati in the first semi-final. India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai on Thursday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus is an integral part of India's Act East policy and its broader Indo-Pacific vision. Tanzania's incumbent President Samia Suluhu Hassan wins presidential election. In Kenya, at least 13 people killed in Western Rift Valley following landslide due to heavy rains. Lucknow named as UNESCO Creative City of Gastronomy in recognition of its culinary heritage. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup Final, India to face South Africa in Navi Mumbai tomorrow. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.